You're listening to SBS News.
Well, I remember being very fatigued. So when I did go to the doctor, I presented with really generic symptoms. So fatigue, I had some itchy skin, some night sweats and a cough. So I knew I was unwell, but I did think that I had a pretty full, you know, life schedule. And I really just thought it was a bit of fatigue and I just needed some time out. So I really wasn't anticipating a Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis.
For Francesca Pavone, a businesswoman and mother of three living in Melbourne, there were no warning signs or family history to alert her to the fact that she had a blood cancer. It took visits to eight different doctors over 18 months to be diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. In 2016, an 11.5-centimetre mass was found in a chest scan that saw her immediately start chemotherapy and radiation treatment.
It is unfortunately just one of those cancers that is really difficult to detect. After that 18-month period, I actually asked for a chest x-ray because I could feel some kind of like a vibration on the chest. And when I did go and have that chest x-ray, I just remember the radiographer gasping when she saw the results.
The Snow Dome Foundation, which raises research funds and awareness about blood cancers, says there are three different main types: leukemia, lymphoma, and myeloma. Then there are around 40 subtypes of blood cancer. Combined, these blood cancers comprise the third highest cause of death from cancer in Australia. Blood cancers occur when normal cell production is interrupted by the uncontrolled growth of an abnormal type of blood cell. This reduces the bone marrow's ability to produce normal levels of blood cells, meaning abnormal cells can then invade the bloodstream and spread to different parts of the body, such as the lymph nodes, spleen, lungs, liver, and kidneys. Professor Miles Prince is co-founder of Snow Dome Foundation and a blood cancer specialist.
Unfortunately, blood cancers can't be prevented. They are not due to anything that the person does. Over 1 trillion blood cells are produced every day, and what happens is that spontaneous mutations can occur, which leads to blood cancers. And so there are often no symptoms that are seen by the patients, and they just appear either through an abnormal blood test or non-specific symptoms in the patient.
Professor Prince says many adult and some childhood blood cancers are still unable to be successfully treated. Chemotherapy and radiotherapy still play an important role, as well as the emerging field of genomic testing.
Genomic testing is important for a whole series of cancers, but particularly important for blood cancers. What it does is what I call personality test the blood cancer, and so it can tell us whether the cancer is a particular subtype of a leukemia, lymphoma, or a myeloma. And so it's very helpful in diagnosis. And then once we have the diagnosis, it can help tell us about that personality. Is it going to respond to the treatment or is it going to be resistant? Is it going to be cured or is it going to relapse early?
But genomic testing is relatively new and not yet routinely funded by government subsidies. The Snow Dome Foundation says it would like to see genomic testing made more affordable. Professor Prince says people should ask their doctor if genomic testing is relevant to their particular cancer, and if so, ask how the testing might be funded. Megan Barlow is Director of Cancer Control Policy at Cancer Council Australia. She says tackling blood cancer is a strong priority for the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt.
So Minister Hunt has commissioned a blood cancer task force, and they were asked to develop a national action plan for blood cancer. We're expecting that that will be released in the next month and are looking forward to what that might bring for people with blood cancer in Australia. We welcome the opportunity that the National Blood Cancer Action Plan brings, not just for people with blood cancer, but for all people with cancers. This national strategy really has the potential to make a difference.
Francesca Pavone's chemotherapy treatment saw her lose all her hair, become violently ill, and be hospitalised many times in an isolation ward. The cancer forced her to change the way she was living her life. She's been in remission for almost 4 years now, and she says taking care of herself remains her priority.
It took a good couple of years to get over the fatigue. I felt like I had to sleep you know, once or twice throughout the day just to get through. And now my energy level is probably not back to where they need to be, but I'm improving day by day and staying really fit and active. So I've been doing a lot of cold water swimming in Victoria and throughout the winter, and that's kept me pretty fit, and a lot of running. So I feel really blessed that my body gives me the ability to be as active as I am.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.